Many times on the Carolina Outdoors, we talk about how the outdoors helps heal, whether it be taking an Appalachian Trail hike after a job loss or a divorce. Maybe it's taking on Kilimanjaro or another tall bucket list mountain after a cancer diagnosis. We've recently talked about fly fishing aiding with anxiety, depression, and anxiousness in previous episodes here on the Carolina Outdoors. But what about returning combat veterans? How do they use the sport and the outdoors to soothe their pains? Welcome, everyone, to the Carolina Outdoors. I'm your host, Bill Barty, and that's where fly fishing comes into play. Project Healing Waters began in 2005, serving wounded military service members at the Walter Reed Army Medical Center. These service members returning from combat in Iraq and Afghanistan. And since then, Project Healing Waters has expanded nationally. We're going to bring on the program leader for the Charlotte metro area, Joseph Parente, right now to talk about Project Healing Waters and what's happening locally with them. Joseph, welcome to the Carolina Outdoors.
Hey, thanks, Bill.
Man, it's great getting you on here and to talk about a subject just like this. We're going to jump in feet first, so to speak. We talk oftentimes about fly fishing, but what is it about fly fishing, in your opinion, that helps soothe the soul of returning combat veterans?
Well, I think fly fishing, more than many other sports, just has a way to speak to the soul. I mean, you're in the water with the fish. You're communing with nature. Very often we're in beautiful river gorges. The scenery is breathtaking. The only sound is the water rippling over the rocks. And it's just medicine to the soul.
Yeah, and I guess we can put that in opposition to, concussions, firefights, and the physical and emotional damage that can happen with those things. I think it was Peter Crist served in the Marines and Army National Guard. He was one of the vets, and he went on a trip and was quoted in Queen City News saying that for those of things that we have seen that have stayed with us and haunted us at times, they don't go away, but they are mediated by camaraderie. That's what Joseph said. That's what you said. But Peter said it enabled him to heal. What is it about that being beside a babbling brook or a trickling trout stream or a waterfall where these trout live and casting into that water that helps, wash away all that stuff that, a combat veteran sees and participates in?
Well, Bill, I think it's really not so much that it washes it away, because those memories don't go away, but it gives them some respite. It gives them a chance to be totally consumed with something that just has peace and God's footprint all over it. And it gives their mind a rest. It lets them slow down, concentrate on something that's really good, and just dwell there. And we try to get them out, for a day outing, which could be 4 or 5 hours of fishing. Very often we'll go overnight for 4 days or so up into the mountains, stay at a lodge, provide meals, guide trips. And also very important is the camaraderie, because when these guys get cut loose from military service, they leave their units. The only way they were able to do the things they did in the military was the camaraderie of their units. They had each other's back. They shared it together. And when they get discharged, that goes away. And then the vets really tend to isolate and self-medicate, and it's a downward spiral from there. But we're able to create that camaraderie. Our groups may be 6, 10, 15 guys, all have that bond in common. We have fire rings around a fire pit where we sit and talk. We have shared meals. And there's a way just for them to release, unload, and feel at ease. And that's what we try to create.
What's the biggest challenge? Is it just initially being a program lead for Project Healing Waters? Is the biggest challenge getting those vets out? Because they do, you know, civilian life can be, you know, a lot of nonsense, whether it be traffic in Charlotte or the area, honking horns, red tape and bureaucracy, poor service in a restaurant, all that stuff that is inconsequential after you have served your country in combat. Mm-hmm. What's the biggest challenge? Is it getting a vet who just wants to be by themselves for a time? Is it coaxing them and saying, no, let's go try this. I think it'll be good for you.
You hit the nail on the head. It's really, I mean, we've had guys that have initially seen our post or been on our website, emailed in, registered with us, and received our emails for over a year, mm-hmm. and never attended anything, and just were isolated in their homes. They haven't even left their homes in months. And when they do venture out and they get a taste of what we do, it becomes something that they get hooked on. And they start coming to our fly tying sessions. They come to our casting schools. They come to our, like I said, our fire rings. And eventually, once they get out in the water and they can catch a fish on a fly that they tied, on a rod that they built, there's nothing like it. And they become much more active. It's that initial coaxing out to come in and taste and see. That's the hardest thing.
Oh, I believe it. I believe that. I could see that being a challenge. If you're just joining us here on the Carolina Outdoors, the voice you hear on that side, Joseph Parente, he is the program leader for Project Healing Waters, which helps combat veterans who are coming back to civilian life use fly fishing to help introduce them back into civilian life, but also show them a sport that is soothing for a lot of us that do it. And, you know, alcohol and drugs can be that part of that self-medication for many, many people out there, combat veterans included. Does Project Healing Waters have alcohol counseling or narcotic counseling as a part of the program, or is it simply fly fishing and fly tying?
Good question. So what we are is an extension of the therapy that they would get at the VA or through a private caregiver. We don't have licensed counselors on mm-hmm. staff. We don't really do any of the medical work. Really, we're just an extension because the fly fishing, they have proven, is an effective therapy to add on to the counseling that is very effective. But we don't really do any counseling. We don't encourage alcohol, obviously, or drugs. We try to stay clear of all that, and it's just a good time together in nature. Gives them something pure and clean to concentrate on and puts everything else aside for a bit.
Now, post-traumatic stress disorder is something that is a part of our lexicon now. You know, mm-hmm. after World War II, we had shell shock, but PTSD is something that is recognized mainstream now. But Joseph, so there's that, and there's mm-hmm. fly fishing can help with soothing a disorder like that. But talk to us a little bit about the other trauma physically when you're fly fishing. I mean, you know, we have combat veterans who may be missing an arm, maybe missing legs, may have concussive brain trauma, things like that. Is fly fishing equally as good? Can we still do that with those physical challenges as well?
Well, you know, we actually do have some different types of straps, holders, and apparatus that can help a veteran that's missing an arm to hold a fly rod to cast. We actually have, you know, we seek out fishing venues that have ramps and fishing docks so that if they're in a wheelchair, they can get right up to the water. We have a casting class to help them to learn how to cast sitting down. And it's funny that you mentioned this because in Atlanta, a few months ago, I went to the fly fishing show, and they had boats there you know, about a 10-foot drift boat.
Yep.
That had the back of the boat was like an amphibious landing craft. It slaps down, and you can roll a wheelchair up on it and secure it in the front of the boat, and then put it back up, and it acts as the stern of the boat. But you can actually get two wheelchairs on that drift boat and get them out fishing.
Wow.
So, yeah, there are many new innovations now where we can help guys in chairs. And you know, some of the chairs that they have now, these track chairs, and we work with the Independence Fund, which is one of the organizations that provides those chairs. And they have all kinds of apparatus that they can add to that can help them skeet, shoot, hunt, fish, shoot bow and arrow. I mean, it's amazing. And we're constantly trying to revamp what we do to stay current with that.
Well, adaptive sports have definitely advanced over the years, and and that's where we like to mention this, because so many people listening to the Carolina Outdoors may not know about this opportunity for veterans who may have a physical challenge that can be overcome. That's one of the coaxing things,
right?
Like, hey, that may be not there, but that's okay. We still have a place for you in this program. And Joseph, I want to talk to you a little bit about the program itself,
okay,
because under your leadership, you've been out in the community. You continue to be out in the community, whether it be newspaper articles, whether it be television magazine programs that are highlighting the program here in the Charlotte metro area for Project Healing Waters. All of that's going on, but where is the biggest need at this point? I know that combat veterans, and you know, you have helped with Korea, Vietnam, but as the Iraq and Afghanistan veterans are coming into play, many of them, you know, are in their mid-40s now, getting close to 50 in that degree. Is it to attract more veterans to serve, or is it to garner the right volunteers who can give up some of their time, give up some of their knowledge to help guide, if you will, or teach other veterans about Project Healing Waters?
Well, you know, we have five core activities, and among those is fly tying and rod building and casting. And there are many, many great anglers in the Charlotte area, in the Metrolina area, that are expert at those things that we would love to have come and lead a fly tying class. I mean, most of our fly tying events are recurring. We have them at the VA. We have them at Veterans Bridge Home, which is off the Billy Graham Parkway. And we also have them at Bass Pro. So we have these reoccurring meetings where we're always looking for expert fly tiers to come in and share, set up a camera, or we'll get you on the big screen so everyone can see what you're doing. If you know how to rod build, we have 15 people building rods this spring. We provide everything from the blanks to the eyes to the reels, the reel seat. And we just need people to help show them how to wind the ties that hold the eyes on. Show them how to use the epoxy. That's fly tying. And again, casting. Once they do all the fly tying and the rod building, we need some people to really educate and tutor with casting, roll casting, all the different casting techniques. And so we're always looking for people that feel they have a gift in that one of those areas to come alongside, be a part of what we do, always.
Well, talk to us a little bit about the Charlotte program size. I would say, of course, North Carolina being one of the top veteran states, active service members and non-active retired service members in North Carolina. Joseph, does that put a lot of stress on the local programs like Charlotte, because you do have so many veterans, not just in the city of Charlotte, but in the surrounding areas, and we are living longer. So as war activities, you know, I mentioned Vietnam, there's plenty of people in this area who are retired, but who have utilized or need to utilize Project Healing Waters. Can you talk to us about where we are as far as Iraqi and Afghanistan versus some of the older wars, if you will?
Sure. We probably have about 25% or more of our membership, and we have about 200 people are active on our rolls in Charlotte. And when I say Charlotte, we're talking about probably a 75-mile footprint around Metro Charlotte.
Yeah.
That takes in Gastonia all the way up to Statesville, all the way out to Albemarle, all the way down into South Carolina. We cover a large area. And this would be our domain here to offer these classes and services to veterans that have a disability rating from the VA. Volunteers obviously don't have to be service-connected. They could be civilian. But the real participants that we're trying to get interested have a disability rating from the VA, and we're trying to get them to come out and take a look at what we do. And there are tens of thousands of those in that 75-mile footprint. What we try to do is provide different ways to also fund our program. We're a nonprofit, and you don't have to read too much in the newspapers to realize that nonprofits are having more and more difficulty raising money. And if we can get help with people that like to fundraise, have an idea for a fundraising project, we love that, and we participate fully in that. Also, we're always looking for new venues to fish. And this area is just full of great fishing ponds that are on private property. We're always interested in talking to someone to see if they might be able to host an event where we can have some of these guys that can't navigate the rocky streams up in the mountains, if they can come to their pond and even fly fish for bass or whatever panfish might be in the pond. We're always looking for new venues like that.
That is perfect, and this is a perfect time for us, Joseph Parente from Project Healing Waters, to ask how we can participate, whether it's we're interested in being a volunteer and helping rod build, helping fly tie, helping cast, or something like that of the five parts, whether it be funds, how we can participate like that, or if we're a qualified veteran, how we can get in touch with Project Healing Waters. Joseph, how do we do that?
Okay, so you can go to projecthealingwaters.org and under locations, and you can find Charlotte, and there'll be my name and my phone number and email. You can go to Facebook. You can go to Project Healing Waters Fly Fishing Greater Charlotte Area. And that will bring you to our Facebook page, and all my contact information is there as well. Also, there's a calendar there every month of all of our events and meetings that you can take advantage of.
So volunteers, funds, qualified veterans, or landowners who have permission property, you're all invited to go check it out, projecthealingwaters.org. Look up the Charlotte area, and up it'll pop, or the same over on Facebook, and we'll get you to Joseph Parente. And, Joseph, we thank you for your work. You are a veteran yourself, and you've been a strong program lead for Project Healing Waters. We're glad that we have you in our area.
Thank you, Bill. We always appreciate Jesse Brown's Outdoors.
Well, thank you for saying that. We look forward to seeing you soon for sure and getting you back on the Carolina Outdoors. We're going to take a quick break as Joseph goes off the air. I'm going to go off the air as well, but just for a moment, we're going to come back on the other side and wrap up this edition of the Carolina Outdoors.